Hey, Angie, this is Woman Well-Rounded Radio. I absolutely love the clip. What a tease. I am so excited to see what is to come. This is super exciting to listen to. I think you are doing a wonderful job. Fantastic. Well done. Bravo. Keep doing it.
I love the peace of heaven. That story was great. The everything was great. The narration, that was dope. I really loved it. This is Seo Juan L signing out. Great, great production.
Hey, how are you, my friend? Oh, I just wanted to tell you that I have listened to this trailer and wow, it's really good. I mean, after listening to it, I get like, oh my god. I mean, is this actually a true story? Ooh, I don't know, but you told the things in a way that you really got directly to my heart. Oh my god, congratulations. Keep up the good work. Bye bye.
Hey, Angie Ray. It is Tanika Drake from God's Gift Through His Word. You know that. Ka-ka! I thought I would throw that in there because I haven't done it in a long time, so it sounded fitting to me. So I just want to come over and say, hey, see how you're doing, how everything is going, and just leave you a message. So I hope you're going to have an amazing and blessed day. I'll talk to you a little later. Bye.
What up? It's your boy, The Pod Killer. How you doing, Angie Ray? Long time no speak. Coming through showing love. You know, I'm still tuned in. I still see you retweeting and liking my tweets and vice versa. Just coming through showing love. It's your boy, The Pod Killer, all the way from Connecticut. Get at me. You.
Thank you so much for that. You don't know how much I needed that right now. Sorry, I'm just now noticing you sent me the recording. It's been pretty difficult for me lately, so I haven't really even been on the whole app to begin with. But thank you so much for sending such positive vibes and love. It is greatly appreciated. And as always, God is the number one healer, and He will always carry us all. But thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Loving the cool, jazzy vibes. Thank you for giving a big up to my podcast too. Loving yours.
It's okay if you want to collaborate in the future, just tell me. Or if you want to collaborate right now, because we have a lot of things to do. Or actually, there's a special episode I want to ask you to record with me. Because if you're interested, just tell me.
Hey boo, I wanted to let you know that I am featuring your voice message in my episode that's going live tomorrow. It is a interview with Aaron White, who is a master business strategist. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and thanks for being a listener. Love you.
Yeah, I mean, I would second that. I think that you know, like Angie was saying, you are in a space, and we're going to have a million competitors out there too, where you have the ability to distribute your own content, even if it is just through a YouTube, right? And monetize on that and kind of advertise for yourself. But you're also given this wonderful feedback loop that you can actually figure out what works for you. Sometimes as content creator, you don't need that feedback loop because it's not helpful in your next journey. But you do have that if you want to make this a career, right? And you have something that you can jump off of. And I think that that's where the world's your oyster. You get the connectivity that we have now and the ability to do that. And, you know, I mean, we talk to a lot of musicians, and because we do have the music into the site, and that you don't have to have a label anymore. How amazing is that? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, I mean, there's a grind. You've got to grind, but you have every tool in your toolbox to do that. So, you know, with us, it's promoting discoverability. And if you get discovered on our site as a filmmaker and you go off and work for a huge studio, awesome. Go do it. Like, so it's not about keeping it there. It's about helping people launch it there and giving them something to grow to.
I would say, from my perspective, content creation cannot be siloed anymore. You're going to have to learn to be a Swiss Army knife. And what I mean by that is so many people class or math class. When it comes down to the way it's going now, if you don't have a team or some subcontracts to support what you're doing, so doing just a film is never going to be enough. I mean, you're going to have to get out there and you're going to have to know how to manage your IG. You're going to have to buy social media in the right way. You're going to have to write your own PR releases. Like, all of those are skills that it takes now to break through the clutter, because that does become your brand. It does become your differentiator on what you can do to propel other things that are out there. And it doesn't have to be BS. You can absolutely be genuine in the way you come across, because as we talk about this growing desire for niche audiences and niche content that's out there, there are people who are going to identify with you. And there are people who are going to latch on to what you do and what your product set is, just because of who you are and what you want to tell, what stories you want to tell that are out there. So I would say, don't just focus on a narrative. Don't just focus on what's in frame or lighting, those kind of things. Like, you're going to have to go beyond that. And sometimes it does require you to be a little uncomfortable and grow into a space and a skill set that you don't currently possess to really make a difference in what you're going to look like down the road.
I think adding, hey, so, you know, would you think about maybe doing a podcast with some of this content that you do? And he took a screenplay and turned it into a podcast, and now he's doing a second season, and now he's developing something specifically. He's not writing screenplays anymore. He's writing podcasts. Mm-hmm. And it's like, people were looking at novels to find, you know, content to pick up. Now people are listening to podcasts and turning those into serialized television shows, yeah, or cable shows. So podcasting is really, you know, in some senses, a huge direction that everybody's going in. So consider that as well. I do want to open it up to questions. And I know, Mark, you had one.
Yeah.
And then so I'll go you, and I'll work my way around.
All right. So where do you guys find your content? And kind of onto that, which conferences do you go to make the deals?
I mean, I go to MidCon in Cannes, France. I just came from
This has been an Angie Ray production.